Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. I'm glad to talk to you, and you know, I like talking to you about how one thing that was hard for me to make my dreams come true was dealing with haters, harassers, thieves, people up to no good. Because I do podcasts, because I release music, I attracted some people with a dark side, dark motives to commit fraud with my music, ID theft, make up stories about me, and harass me, try to. But I'm saying that happens to a lot of celebrities in general, but up-and-comers, it happens to people who like me who have dreams and want to be somebody. And these people are in my neighborhood or come from somewhere who see me as someone that's taken down because they're jealous. And these people have no lives. They're criminals. They, you know, the people in my neighborhood who do this and come over here are ex-con, the felons, the alcoholic, drug addicts, users. They have no talent musically. And they said that, you know, all these lies and stories about my music. But I wanted to let you know that I did not give up on my music. I protected my music. It's published, it's copyrighted, so they can't really use it because it's protected. And I just want to say that it happens to people who want to be somebody, want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an actor, a singer. And, you know, it really is sad that these individuals can stoop this low. I'm just like one of many people who write and sing and play who are indie artists. There are tons of people with podcasts. It's really sad that you're trying to hinder me from being famous or to go to the next level. And, you know, the ID theft, the fraud, allegations, copyright infringement and all that, they can't do it because I copyright and published my song. I wrote part of that song. You know, being the composer, the lyricist, you know, both parts are part of the songwriting. They both own it. And when I hear that these individuals spend enormous time in their lives doing evil things to me because for no reason except for being selfish. For being selfish and for ulterior motives, that is sad. That's why I tell to you, all you songwriters, actors in Hollywood, stay away from dream killers. Dream killers love to go after people who have dreams or people who are trying to be intellectuals, etc. I'm one of them. I'm not going to describe these people. I leave it as it is. These people are evil, period. There's no excuse what they've done, but what I would describe for me is to be positive, to be good, but to be careful who I deal with. I try to make sure I don't deal with no con games, no con companies who want to manipulate my song or get money from it. I try to be honest with people about my music. I do own the entire catalog. No one else owns it except one person who I work with, work for hire. But I've written pretty much, co-written or written everything that was released in videos and on my albums. You know, and, you know, Going for Dreams include Academia, because of so many years of struggle, I did not receive, you know, I spent 33 years of struggling in the industry. So I had to go have something to fall back on. So, you know, I spent years trying to build up a situation where I could be successful. And I don't want that sabotaged by some criminal who has no, these people don't know hard work and making their own music or doing something productive or positive. So I have to be positive to myself. I have to continue with my dream. But I said, if whatever happens, I do things on my own terms. But I have to protect my music. And again, while I hope to work with people in the industry and continue those dreams, just to not let a dangerous person stop me from making my dream come true because of their self-centered ulterior motives. And in this world, competition pays the price. So I'm going to do the best I can to do what's right. But at the same time, continue to strive for my dreams, and at the same time, stay away from dream killers. I said that all the time. Stay away from dream killers. Stay away from evil people, selfish people. American greed. That's what they want. They want to make some money at any cost or get glory. You know, look at me as a little person to step on. I can't let that happen. But what I will say is I continue my dream. Stay away from haters, bad people, people with a dark side. Stay away. They come in all forms and all colors and creeds. And persist and try to live my life on my own terms and be happy. Because life is too short. Life is truly too short. You know? One day at a time. May all your dreams come true. Like I hope my dreams come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And at the same time, be careful. Stay away from dream killers. And keep reaching for the stars or whatever goal you want to go for. May it come true. Like I hope mine's come true. Good day, good night. From Dove Night.